Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Good evening. Is Bollinger there?
This is she. What's this regard to?
Hello, I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Also, are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Most definitely will vote.
Thank you, Mano. What is your age?
42.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now,
dissatisfied with the D.
Thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, public schools. How will you rate them from 0 to 100? Thank you. Next one, public charter schools.
Public charter schools or private?
Public.
What is it?
Public.
50%.
Thank you. About Joe Biden?
Zero.
Thank you. About Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Depends on what it's about, honestly, but 25.
Thank you so much. Next one, the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
50%.
Thank you. About your local school board. Okay, thank you. About Donald Trump?
~75.
Thank you. Next one, public school teachers.
~75.
And last one, critical race theory or CRT.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Critical race theory or CRT?
CRT?
Mm-hmm.
CRT. Critical race. I'm not sure what that is, so 50%.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Thank you. And will you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Growing worse.
Thank you. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepared them very well, 5 means public schools prepared them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, develop critical thinking skills. How we rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Next one, develop social skills. How we rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Next one, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How we rate that from 0 to 10?
I mean, the basics, I guess, 10.
Thank you. Next one, be ready for higher education, like college. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Five.
Thank you. Next one, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And last one, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much. And will you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
I guess you're not enough.
Thank you
so
much.
We're taxes and paying it, but not sure where it's going.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know anything about it, so I can't say that I agree or disagree.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I don't think that there has been a movement to remove them. I think it needs to be removed, but I think that it's not being done.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly disagree. I believe parents should have a say in something.
Thank you. Next one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree that they need to learn about the history of it.
Agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And last one, a certain amount of politics is avoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And next one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support it.
Strongly support. Thank you. Next one, increasing teacher pay. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Next one, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support the removal.
Thank you. And last one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Please. I'm sorry, can you repeat that one from the beginning again?
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly agree or support.
Thank you. Next one, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions for and accomplishments of African Americans. Now with this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I don't support that one.
And would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. We're about 85%. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, okay. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
That was a long one. I think that, I don't know, I just think that the facts of it all should be taught. I don't think it should be whitewashed. I don't think it should be anything removed from it. I think it should just be taught as it truly happened. So, however, I mean, that was a long paragraph, so I don't know which one actually applies to that.
Will you let me to read that back again?
Sure.
Okay, the statement says history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So with that being said, how will you rate that from 0 to 10? Being 0, not at all convincing, somewhat convincing is number 5, and 10 is very convincing.
I would say 10.
Thank you so much. Next one, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. And last one says, last year the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Is the question basically asking if you want to push the removal of books?
I'm just reading this verbatim. I couldn't tell anything more than what I'm reading, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I guess 10, convincing the removal.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, strongly agree. They should learn about it.
Thank you. And next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat, I'm sorry?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
College
graduate, thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, or a homemaker or student?
Employed.
Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would that be, or will you call yourself a strong Republican or not that strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Private.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, very somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Very liberal?
No, conservative.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a week.
Thank you so much. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First one, isn't born again, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
Yes, applies to me.
Thank you. Next one, is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
No, it does not.
Thank you so much. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation tonight.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello?